News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So Gen Z, you will know the tropes. They are unemployable. They're entitled in respect of boundaries. They have very short attention spans and they're almost incapable of human communication. With me to defend the allegations against his generation is Spin's morning anchor, Alex Rowley. Alex, are you okay to do this verbally or do you want me to text you?
I was about to say, I wasn't really listening there. Could you actually repeat that?
Do you believe that your generation is unreasonably traduced, or are any of the allegations made about ye correct?
Well, first of all, every single week, if not day, there's a story about Gen Z doing this, Gen Z doing that. By the way, we also in Ireland say Z for everything else. Why don't we say it for this? I've never understood that. But anyway, there's always a story every day. I just think it's so lazy to label a generation. Is it not the age-old thing before time? Millennials were useless at everything and now we're the new one? Is that not
the
it?
Reason you find it offensive, though, is because you're unduly delicate and snowflakey.
I didn't say I found it offensive. I said I found it lazy, in fairness. But even if you go on Google right now and you go Gen Z news and you look, in the last few days, all different ones, they've heard about the warnings. Gen Z is tanning away from the New York Times. It's always apparently we're doing something worse than the previous generation.
And not only are you doing something worse, you're giving out to the rest of us about how we live our lives.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
are puritanical and authoritarian, even though you're not in a position of power.
But are older people not judgmental as well, Anton?
Yes, but they've earned the right to be, Alex.
This is the problem.
That's the critical
this
difference.
This is the problem. You see, this is it. I mean, I just think it's, what's the point in labeling a whole generation? Like, you do everybody such a disservice when you do that.
Well, it's like saying, is this not as old as time? People were always called something and it was just young people. Yes, but the problem is if you just say young people, it encompasses too broad a church and you scoop in a couple of 30-year-olds as well, depending on how far away you are from them. Whereas by using Gen Z, we know exactly who we're talking about and it's ye.
Do we? Because I remember like this term I didn't hear until I left school maybe. And it's like I had to, I'm only finding out recently there's some colleagues of mine on the older side of Gen Z that are Gen Z. I was like, oh, I thought you were millennials now. Apparently it goes way back into the 90s.
Oh.
It's about 96.
All the way back then.
Oh, man.
And are these people still in the workforce?
they still watch VHS, I hear.
And they're mobile and compass mentis. Isn't that great for them? So are there any of the allegations that are made about Gen Z that cause you to consider your own behavior? Do you think I will increase my work ethic? I won't have as many boundaries. I'll answer an email on the weekend just for the crack.
I will say I'm guilty of being on my phone a lot. So therefore, I do answer a lot of emails out of hours. And I do actually agree with saying that the attention span has gone down. But I kind of think everybody's has. TikTok and short form content, I think, is behind that. And I just think as well.
See, short form content. There's a sentence that only Gen Z's. What's short form content? I mean, little videos.
Yeah, exactly. It's videos that you can swipe through quickly. But I think it's that is definitely the case. But again, everybody's sort of fallen victim to it. And I just think if you have a lazy person, if they're Gen Z, I don't know if it's the whole generation that's being lazy.
According to Google, not only are you lazy as a generation, you're even lazy when it comes to your activism. It says that you have performative activism, otherwise known as slacktivism. You kind of get behind stuff, but you don't.
That's
really
a new
care.
One, even. You're saying we're coming up with all these buzzwords. I've never heard that before, slacktivism. But I think, like, even I do think, though, that young people are innovative. They'll find if you can do the same job to such a good standard, but in a quicker way, you might as well save time and be efficient with it, no?
Gen Z are the only group, says a text, that when working behind a takeaway coffee counter, offer the tipping percentage option on a takeaway coffee that you haven't even tasted yet. Older staff never do this.
Ah, come on.
Another one, if you want some solace, don't worry, I hear about Generation X, which I am, getting these kind of accusations until I was in my 40s. I know it is difficult to ask about an entire generation, but do you find your peers caring? Because one of the great things about being young is you don't care what older people think about you.
No, we don't care. I don't think any of us care. We kind of have a laugh about it. I think, for instance, in work here, like, we have such a laugh of the generational gaps. For instance, in the newsroom, you know, you've me born in 2004 and you could have people who are much older who I'm not going to name.
I was watching thinking, oh, is this going to be a career ending choice?
I saw Anton's eyes light up. He was rubbing his hands going, yes. I do think that if you have a diverse workplace of people who are born in 2000 and whatever, and all the way back to the 70s or 60s, I mean, it makes for first of all, you learn so much from each other.
No, you don't. Oh, you all think on. We want your opinions. We don't. We spent too long honing our own.
I have a feeling maybe people of Anton's generation, they're stubborn. I think that's what I'm getting from this.
Alex, thank you very much. That is Alex Rowley there. That's pretty much it for us on the show this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.